But first this hour, in 2015, the Phoenix voters narrowly approved a tax measure to raise $17.5 billion for expanded light rail and bus service known as T2050. Since then, bus ridership has gone up. Then in a 5-3 vote last week, the Phoenix City Council authorized city professional staff to spend time exploring options to move T2050 tax funds from light rail expansion to street repairs. So what does that mean for the future of public transit in the city? Councilman Sal DeCiccio has been leading this effort, and he joins us now. Councilman, good morning.
Thank you, Mark. Good morning to you and to all your listeners.
So what's behind this? Why are you trying to do this?
Well, right now, there are multiple reasons why. The first reason is dealing with the light rail monies alone. It generally serves just a few wealthy developers and a few individuals. You know, it's a fixed line. It's basically 1900s technology, 1867 to be exact. Technology that we have, when you can have bus service and a year of Uber, why even look at that type of, you know, A to B type of mobility? So if you look at it, it's about $151 million per mile just in capital costs for light rail, and then it's about $3 million per year per mile to operate it. It's just incredibly expensive when we've got other modes of transportation that we can be looking at. The second part of it deals with the amount of monies that are being put into light rail, and I want to shift those over to fixing the roads. The roads in the city of Phoenix have now not only become a danger, but they're an embarrassment across the country. We do not want to be like Cleveland or Detroit or, you know, some of those back east cities that have allowed a deterioration of their infrastructure. We have always been known as a city that's clean, that has good roads, that has good infrastructure. And in the last 4 or 5 years, the city of Phoenix has basically allowed that to deteriorate. So can those monies be better put into a better area? Yes, they can. The third reason, too, is if you look at what's happening in South Central, we have about 3,000 individuals that are fighting the light rail coming in their community. 3,000, not 300 or not 30. We're talking about 3,000 people that have signed off saying that this is going to be a problem. We're going to end up having a lot of businesses run out of business when the construction happens there. If you look at the light rail going northbound, there are two lanes in each direction, and it works on Central, okay, up to a point, probably up to Camelback, then after that it becomes ineffective. South, though, it's one lane in each direction, so if you have an emergency vehicle going by or you just want to get to one of the local businesses, you're not going to be able to do that. You're going to avoid those areas.
Yeah, and Councilman DeCiccio, I know you want to talk about the light rail, and that's definitely a part of this. I also want to ask, though, about bus ridership here. So part of the T2050 plan and the money going into that is into the bus system, and that's proved kind of a transit success. They've seen ridership go up. Yeah. Would your proposal also affect that, though?
Not right now it wouldn't, but it might. So we're all working through that. I'd like to see an increased bus service, especially in the South Phoenix area where they've got a higher need throughout the city. Now, not every part of the city of Phoenix requires bus service because some people just refuse to use it. You can't force people to do that. But there are places in the city of Phoenix that we've got pickups occurring every half hour that we can move that and increase the amount of circulation by every 15 minutes of pickup. That makes it a lot more convenient for people. No, I'm a strong supporter of the bus services that we've got in the city.
Councilman, are you concerned about taking money that was voter approved for one purpose and utilizing it for something else? I mean, I imagine that's one of the issues that staff is having to look at the moment, right?
Absolutely, and that is a concern. But if you look at the way the initiative was put together and worded, it basically talks about any transportation. That was just what was being presented out to the public, and the public voted on that. I totally agree. Even though it was a close vote, it still needs to, you still need to always take that into consideration, and I believe we're doing that.
At some level, is this, do you think, a problem on the state level as well, where the gas tax hasn't been raised in decades and, you know, money that goes to cities and counties to do stuff like road repairs keeps getting swept into other purposes?
Yeah, well, all those things have an impact on it, Mark, without a doubt. What you've got to look at, though, is we're responsible for what we're responsible for, and that's the city of Phoenix. And that's really what I want to stay focused on, too. True, could we have used those extra monies? Yeah, that's all good and fine. The city of Phoenix has more money now than it's ever had in its history, but still the roads look crummy. and they're a danger. So the idea is to take monies on something that's not as effective, that takes in basically less than 2% of the population that rides light rail. It's actually lower than that, but 2%, and then put it into cleaning up our road systems in the city of Phoenix. That's really what I'd like to do. I want these potholes gone. I want the roads to become safer, and I want them to look better.
All right, that Phoenix City Councilman Sal DeCiccio. Councilman DeCiccio, thanks a lot for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Mark.